Hear ye, people of Earth. We are coming to you live from our throne room here in Las Vegas. It is the King's Court. As you can tell, we have our orchestra playing in the background. The Royal Orchestra playing for our event. I'm your host with the most, the infamous Toyers Lecherous, Dr. Gavarga, and on the phone is Sir William. Say hello, Sir William.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, man. We got it. What are you talking about?
It's my introduction.
Oh, well, we're good to go. Who cares? It's the King's Court, and we're in the throne room. We get to say whatever we want. What? Oh my God! We can talk about Donald Trump on this podcast. Oh my God! Oh man, I'm trolling already, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't mean the trolls under the bridge downtown. You know what I mean? I seen some creatures walking around there.
The Kathy Griffin.
Oh yeah, Kathy Griffin. I did a whole podcast about that last night. I went on a rampage, a rant about her. She's doing that, man. That's the kind of stuff ISIS be doing, is what she was doing. Like them severed heads and whatnot. Look like an ISIS propaganda video. So.
But it shouldn't matter. If you get offended, then you feel.
First thing I thought of when I saw that was ISIS.
Yeah, me too. But she's a comedian, so.
Oh, man! I don't see any other comedians doing that kind of crap.
No, because the only people that are going to get offended by it is people who support Trump.
There was more than just that offended. No. Oh, there was more than just that offended by it.
The thing is that it doesn't matter because who is Kathy Griffin? She's a comedian. She's a washed-up comedian that
never was funny.
Trying to get some publicity. That's trying to get some publicity from doing something against Donald Trump. I mean, I'm not going to give her any respect for that. She gains respect from me because that shit's hilarious that somebody went out of their way to do that. Not saying that people don't do that already, but, I mean, not garnishing any respect from me.
Let me put
it. I don't even like Donald Trump.
Let me put it this way. You know it's bad if both the Democrats and Republicans are condemning it, like a majority, I mean.
Yeah, everybody is like, what is she? She's a Hollywood. What are those people called that live in Hollywood?
Delusional socialite, liberal loons, mentally unstable, psychopathic celebrities.
Hold on a second, my brother.
All right.
My girl's calling.
While he's talking to his girl, I'm gonna be talking about hockey game tonight. The Nashville Predators basically got destroyed by the Pittsburgh Penguins. That's the latest. It was a score of 4-1, and well, it was 1-1. So Pittsburgh just went on a rampage. So yeah, that's what's going on with that. The Stanley Cup Finals, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. Main thing is Kathy Griffin. Like the internet's exploding over that nonsense. Come on, man! Everybody's going crazy. They're literally going crazy about Kathy Griffin. And then, and Trump's a Kvetve, or whatever he tweeted about. So that's, what was going on. Oh, man. See, and then terminated her contract, too, by the way. So, yeah, that's what's going on with that. Secret Service is looking into it. I mean, seriously, Kathy Griffin looked like she's on The Purge or something after seeing that. I mean,
hello?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you're back. I just gave the, since you were gone, I gave the hockey...
No, no, no.
I talked about the coffee score, and then I talked about how the internet's exploding over this Kathy Griffin thing. Briefly touched on that.
Yeah, I felt like, okay, that's cool. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was.
You're one of the few. I felt like the only thing, you're the minority in this one.
I felt like the only people that really, 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 really got offended by it were people who were voted, who are Trump supporters that believe in this guy. Said, yeah, you gotta fucking be some, you gotta fucking be offended by that.
Have you watched the news about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw the pictures. I seen all this shit. That's like, okay.
I mean the
like,
commentary okay. about it. Not
no. The thing is like, dude, if somebody, whatever right wingist comedian would have did the same shit with Obama, I would have felt the same way. I wouldn't even fucking cared. Like, that shit doesn't even fucking matter. Like, a comedian does some shit like that, who fucking cares? That's how I feel about it. Even if Obama or Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan, any president, it doesn't matter. If a comedian does some shit, you're talking about something a comedian is doing. That's what I'm saying. That's how dumb America is nowadays. We're so fucking, fascinated on what she's doing instead of fucking just focusing on what's really the problem.
But the main thing is the ISIS beheading type stuff is where everybody's having an issue with on both sides, because that seems like the what the main commentary is from people on both sides.
Let me ask you this. If there wasn't any, just say, for instance, there was never any ISIS beheadings or anything to insinuate her actions, and she just felt like doing that out of her own gestures, would you feel the same way? Would you feel appalled if it was never any type of ISIS or any beheadings that are publicly, you know, publicized and everything, you can see it for yourself, if it was just like Kathy Griffin, just like no media, nothing like that, she just fucking was just like, okay, I'm just going to do this shit for shock value, and I'm going to hold up a Donald Trump mask that's covered in blood like I'm beheading it. Would you even care?
Oh, no. It'd have the same reaction, dude. I'm telling you, it would.
I don't think so. I have the opposite
opinion. Remember what kind of culture we're living in?
Can
I finish my sentence? Let me finish my sentence real quick for you. See what your opinion is about this. This is what I'm thinking. Remember how we had to talk about PC culture and how it's like ruining everything about a few months back on the podcast? It's the same thing. These whiny crybabies who get mad every single time somebody uses free speech. It's like what Howard Stern dealt with in the 90s. It's the same thing. Am I on the right track with this, or what's your opinion about that? Because that's what I'm thinking is going on.
I feel like it's a double standard. Okay. You can't get mad if anybody does anything, and nobody can get mad if anybody says anything against you. So, like people like that, like people like you, people who do not understand a double standard, like that's
whoa,
a double
whoa,
standard.
Whoa, 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 whoa! What's this?
So, no. Okay, because you're now feeling a sort of way because in our shows, you've said that I'm not a Trump voter. I didn't vote for him, but I voted for him, but I don't support all his causes. Right?
Yeah, I have said that.
What you said?
Yes.
Okay. So you're feeling a certain type of way. The only certain type of way a person that voted for him and supports for him and is truly a supporter for him will feel about a certain type of subject like we just spoke about.
I totally disagree with that statement.
You can say it, but it's live on air, dude. I mean, it's
I'm saying
like
I disagree. You're totally wrong with your statement, dude. I'm flat out telling you straight up.
So you're telling me right now that what Kathy Griffin did with the Trump beheading does not offend you? Does it not offend you?
I think she took it too far, yes. I think she took it too far, yeah. She would have done it a little bit. I didn't say it offended me. I'm saying she took it too far.
Answer the question. Does it or does it not offend you?
Because it looks like an ISIS beheading video. What the hell else am I going to say?
I didn't ask that.
I just answered your question by telling you what I'm saying about it. It looks like ISIS would put out there.
Does it not? But see, that's what I'm saying. Only Trump supporters show that.
No. There were Democrats condemning it too. Don't even go there with me, because I saw it on the damn news with that freaking, what's his face? The comedian guy from Minnesota who's a senator. He condemned it. He hates Trump. Al Franken, that's his name. Al Franken was condemning it. I think Bernie Sanders did too. So that's what I'm saying. It's not just all the Trump people. That's my whole issue with that comment.
But at the same time, James, the thing with me is I am not a Trump supporter, and I'm not or any one of those supporters. But it doesn't offend me. The thing is, it's comedy, because it shouldn't affect me and you.
I disagree with it being comedy.
Who is that? I thought it was comedy, because
I think it's art.
Like avant-garde. Why is she going out of her way to express that type of feeling if she's gonna lose anyway?
Because she's an idiot. That's my opinion about it. I didn't go lie, man. I think she's a fucking idiot. I'll say that live on the air, man. I thought that for years too.
She lost all those, CNN, major, everybody. But that's what I'm saying. The only people that got really offended by it is people who really feel attached to it. Like I've always said, I can watch Best Gore and I can watch ISIS videos all day. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
Well,
it seemed like it was universally condemned, though.
I can eat a pizza, and I can eat an ice cream and watch these beheadings, because we can watch this shit all day on BestGore.com. It's there for everybody.
But not everybody wants to watch it, though.
I know that.
Okay.
But the only people that get offended by it are the people that feel a certain type of way toward that person, just like how we feel when people talk shit about LeBron. I feel the same way. I feel like, no, you guys are fucking crazy. LeBron's the greatest fucking basketball player that's ever been.
But then when
there's people that say, oh, this or that, then that's how you feel.
I'm not seeing that at all. I'm seeing like a more majority offensive about it. You know what I mean? Not just the Trump people, but other people. That's what I'm saying, and you're not seeing it. That's what I'm kind of surprised about, because it seems like a lot of it was not with it.
I mean, it's not a real beheading or anything like that, but at the same time, yeah, it's kind of graphical with that, but it's her public, you know, her public statement. It's her opinion. We live in America. We can say that. We can do that. If she wants to voice her opinion by pretending to behead Trump and then holding it up, like she's an ISIS warrior, then she can do that. But,
well, you know, it's bad if even Anderson Cooper, who's one of her friends, spoke out against it.
No, that's what.
And he's a gay dude, and he hates Trump.
CNN.
He hates Trump, and he's seeing it. You know what I mean?
You went too far. Yes, you might have went too far, but it's comical because
I don't think it's comical.
It's comedy.
It's art, not comedy. That's just my opinion. Because it was with a photographer. Like, he's known for like doing these
there you go,
racy photo shoots, controversial.
But there you go, art, and it's art. And I think it's comical art, meaning like whoever
I got a question
to do this.
I want some clarification. How do you think it's comical? I just want to get that for the viewers, listeners at home. Sorry, listeners, not viewers.
Because I think that everybody takes all things now. Prior to November of last year, everybody was okay with just. We would talk about all types of things, like whether it be like, oh, you know, Harambe or this or that. But now that this election has been through the process, I feel like a lot of people had just been more sensitive and more. They turn to like, hey, what are you saying? Like, why are you trying to be like how you okay? How's it comical? I think it's comical because it's funny to me, because it's not real. It's not realistic.
Okay.
She didn't behead, or she wasn't. She's just saying, like, let's behead the tyrant. she, in that picture to me, is what ISIS, like you said, is what ISIS do. They go and they behead people, and it's like they're trying to what? Behead the tyrant, so-called tyrant. In that area.
And that's honestly why I didn't. Who would be the tyrant that they're trying to behead?
Here in America?
No, I meant ISIS. Like, it'd be, who would it be? Like, if you could, like,
pick anybody, any. It would have to be anybody that's against their Muslim extremism.
Okay.
Which will be, like, the Shiites, the
Sunnis.
The Sunnis, you know what I mean? Like Kurds.
Christians, Kurds, gay people.
There you go, Christians, gays, Jews,
Russians.
Everybody that does not believe, anybody, basically the world. Anybody that doesn't believe in their ideology, then that's the people that they're gonna fucking to do that to. And it doesn't even matter if they, like, we know. You know, we all know what they do. They invade their own people.
Yep.
And because you don't believe in their extremist ideology, they kill you. I'm telling you, just through personal viewings of ISIS videos, I've seen these things, and these guys fucking massacre, like.
Like they took out, like, one of them. I saw like a whole
60 people.
Yeah, they did like a military base. They like took over and just beheaded people and like massacred. Like it was like a Syrian military base, and it was like disturbing seeing what they did.
And to them it's nothing. You know, and the only reason why it's nothing because it's these people that they kill. There's no emotional attachment to them killing them. It's not like they're killing their own family members. They're just killing people because they don't believe in your ideology. It's just like the Nazis did to the Jews or anybody who you know.
Yeah.
In World War II or World War I. It's just how it was. It's just the way it goes. But the way I feel like this Kathy Griffin thing is blown out of proportion because she's a comedian and she's allowed to express herself through art. Yeah, it was graphical. I think it's comical because, like, wow, I can't believe that this one lady.
And we use that term loosely.
And it was.
Just kidding.
And what's so funny about it is it's like a lady that comes back at Trump. Remember, because Trump was like, I grab him by the pussy and all this shit, and then now she's the one like, I'll chop your fucking head off, you know? That type shit. That's comical to me. Even though, like, I understand that people feel a different way.
This seems like more something out of a horror movie than a comedy, that's just my opinion. Look at something you'd see, like, in The Purge. This is The Purge, man. Mike Pence takes over in 2 years. It's going to be The Purge. It's going to be like the religious fanatics.
I mean, what's the difference?
Oh, Pence is worse than Trump, man. Everybody's worried about Trump. No. You need to be worried about what happens if Pence takes over. It's going to be a billion times worse. It's going to be World War III.
But that's what I'm saying. What's the difference?
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
What's the difference? We need Trump to not get impeached is what the difference is. We need to keep his ass in there and then so Pence don't take over. Create the new founding fathers.
At the end of the day, the people didn't vote for either one of them to be in. So, if Trump is gone, what makes you think that the people will want Pence to be there? So,
well, all the polls said they didn't want Trump, and look what happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if half the population didn't want either of them, then what's the difference if either of them are present or not? It's still going to be the same result. People are going to revolt, and they're not going to be, like, for it. That's why you're going to have people who are going to do outlandish, you know, covers for whatever magazines and video shoots and stuff like that. Yep. That's what you're going to have.
So maybe like
that people get tired of it.
Yeah, it's basically like going to be like South Park. South Park. Like when the
I can't wait to I know that you're gonna see what South Park has to say about it.
Oh, the PC. They had like the PC principal taking over the school. Oh my god. Oh, okay.
That's enough
talk about it. I think we need to talk about NBA Finals before it just goes off the rails.
One day before the fucking game.
PC principal.
I think this is...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The PC principal is playoff caution. Or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something different.
President Garrison. President Garrison's taken over.
But man, we're one game away from the three-peat.
The best basketball play in the world.
The only three-peat in NBA history.
We've hit the trifecta.
Mind you, the only time the same two teams have faced each other three times in a row.
Never happened before, ladies and gentlemen.
And Bill Russell went to 13-1, okay?
Yep, most they played was the Lakers twice.
Yeah, that's weird. That's crazy.
And they played the Hawks twice, too. And that was it. Everybody else didn't play like once. So I'm predicting Cavaliers again in seven. They're gonna do it again. And I think you feel pretty similarly about this, if I remember correctly.
I feel the same way about it.
We were talking about it like a few days ago, and like we both kind of just like are on the same page with this.
Yeah, no, I feel that I talked to my brother-in-law yesterday.
Okay.
And I feel that I feel LeBron is going to, if he wants to stamp his name in the, you know, the better than Jordan, he has to win in this game. This is the game that signifies his whole entire career.
Correct. Right here. Exactly.
Game one tomorrow, if LeBron comes out there and just balls out and takes this game, they win.
It's over.
They win. They fucking win. Cavaliers win in seven.
Yep, I agree.
Or in six.
Six
or
seven.
If they win tomorrow, though, but tomorrow's the biggest game. Like, this series is probably the most, as how, like, ESPN, you know, Fox Sports 1, we have said, all other podcast networks and everything else have said, this is probably the most hyped up series
ever
in NBA history.
And with good reason.
Because there's never been such a collective of historic players in the same series. So I feel like this series right here lies in game one. If LeBron balls out, takes it out, beats the Golden State Warriors,
it's over.
In game one. He has to score at least 30, though. He has to score, like, he's got to score at least 30.
I'm predicting 38. I'm predicting 38, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, two blocks, two steals. No, not triple-double. And shooting over 50% from both the line and the field.
On the bug came back inside the house, guys. Yeah, no. He's got to at least score, like, I'm saying average at least triple double the whole entire series.
I disagree. Everybody's underlying that Kyrie is a weapon. And Kevin Love's been playing out of his mind in the playoffs. He's playing like he did back in Minnesota. And Tristan Thompson, Tristan Thompson's playing in like an elite level for role player right now. He's the most underrated one in the whole series. He's going to school with Zaza and JaVale McGee.
But the thing is this. We're not talking about Tristan Thompson. We're not talking about Kyrie. We're not talking about Kevin Love. We're talking about LeBron.
I know.
And so that's what we're talking about. LeBron.
But I think we need to discuss those other guys. But anyways, continue.
No. LeBron right now, if I'm LeBron, this is what I'm telling him right now. Right now, I'm telling him, guys, listen. I'm gonna fucking put it all on the line. You guys have to do the same thing. But that's what, you know, and I know he probably tells him that shit every game. But that's what he has to tell him. I'm coming out here. This is my legacy right here. And I'm willing to share it with you guys. Let's prove everybody wrong. Let's get these guys. I'm going to put my all. And if you're willing just to give me 50% of what you're willing, then I'll take it. And anybody that's willing to give me 100, let's go. Bam. And then, you know, and then I guarantee you they're going to go crazy. And LeBron's going to win this game.
I agree.
LeBron's going to win this game.
You got it, Derek.
I think this. He knows it. He knows that this is the game. This is the game that signifies his whole entire career.
Yep.
This game right here. This is what he was made for.
Yeah.
And if he pulls it off, then he has the opportunity to beat them, you know?
He is going to beat them. I think Durant's going to freeze up at some point, and that's when the Bronze is going to take over and they're going to win it.
Durant can't stop LeBron. That's
my whole point. He's going to freeze up and LeBron's just going to take over and it's going to be over for the Warriors.
It's as simple as this. Nobody on that team can stop LeBron. So LeBron's going to get hit. Who's willing to take that step?
Maybe
with him
Thompson.
And be like,
Thompson might be the only one.
Let's be legendary.
Or Draymond.
Let's be historic. Let's stop these fools. I think they can do it. If K-Love, I think, like we've been saying, what, almost 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
If K-Love plays like how he's been playing the whole entire playoffs, then I think the Cavaliers can do it. Because if K-Love can drop 20 and give him 10, oh, dude, that negates fucking Draymond out the whole entire picture, and then you have to, you know, Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson's who I was just about to say. That's who I think is going to do the 20 and 10. He's outmatched the two centers. That's what's going to help him. He's better than McGee and Zaza.
No, but Zaza's out for the playoffs. He's hurt, remember?
No, that was No, he injured.
He's still hurt. No, he got hurt.
Well, it wouldn't matter anyways. Then that makes it even more Tristan Thompson.
The game after he hurt Leonard, the Spurs came out and hurt him, and he got
retaliation.
He dumped the
playoffs. I love it.
Yeah, he got hurt the very next game. I forgot who did it, but he's out for the season. He's out for the series.
As we have with Thug Life going on.
I'm pretty sure.
Zaza's like a NWO.
But then again, he could still play though, because I mean they swept that team.
Oh, he's healthy for the finals.
They've been off for. Yeah, he should be like if not healthy, at least 80%.
They already said.
He'll be there to do CBS, a dirty play.
CBS Sports 5 days ago says he's healthy.
I'm gonna say, look out for Zaza.
I disagree.
To do a dirty play.
That I agree with.
To do a dirty play.
Because he's a punk. He's a scrub. And if he does a dirty play, LeBron's going to knock him on his ass when he freight trains to the basket one of these times.
But it's not going to be on LeBron. It's going to be like on Tristan.
I'd say Kevin Love's the victim.
Or like
Kevin Love's going to be the victim.
Or K-Love.
It's going to be Love. Who do you think? Love is my prediction. Who are you predicting he's going to do the dirty play on?
I would say if he's smart, I would take Love out because Love is more efficient offensively.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say Love. But I do have a feeling he could take both of those guys out, Love and Tristan.
I think if he takes one out, they're going to take him out.
Yeah, but then again, you never know. You never know. Hopefully it's a clean game, but I think he's going to take one of those guys out. He's got 30,
or attempt
and
that's
it. That's his whole entire like, entire playoff.
Yep.
To take out a role player, not LeBron, because if you take out LeBron,
He's going to be, like,
oh, dude,
universally hated.
He'll get kicked out the NBA.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? Like, I think he would be kicked out of the NBA if he would ever do, like, some cheap shit like that. What he did to Kawhi.
Well, if he takes out Love, the only backup is Derek Williams.
And that's no good.
Or they could switch over LeBron to power forward and move Kyle Korver to small forward. Or they could put Channing Frye over there, too. He's a center. That'd be their two options. Every other place they're loaded. So that'd be, like, the two options. Either move LeBron to power forward or move Channing Frye over, and then they'd start either Korver. Yeah, or they start Korver as the other person. Or Korver or Frye. That'd be the other two starters. If one of those options happened.
If I was LeBron, I would tell Derek Williams, right?
Yeah.
I would tell him, hey man, every time you get on the court, man, I know this is not your game. I know this is not your game. But I need you to be this guy. Every time you get on the court, you're the enforcer. You do dirty shit. You just elbow fools, trip somebody. I don't care who it is.
Yep.
You do that. That's, like, Derek Williams could be a great X factor to Zha Zha. Every time if Zha Zha's on the court and Derek Williams on the court, you elbow that fool, you beat him up. It don't matter. Go out there and go hard on him. I need you to be that guy because we need to take this guy out of the game because he's going to try to play dirty. So we need you to not, I know that's not your game, but for the team, we need you to be that guy. Because he's not like he's a scoring threat. He's a good defensive player and he's a good rebounder.
Yep.
And what do you have to do against Zha Zha is box him out and get some, you know, play some defense and fuck him out, you know, box him out and get some rebounds.
Exactly.
Throw a couple elbows at him. That's it. I think if Tyronn Lue is smart enough, he's going to use Derek Williams against Zha Zha.
I think so.
And they have a good chance.
Actually, Zha Zha would be on Thompson on defense. It'd be either Thompson or Channing Frye, most likely.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He's dirty like that, though. He'll try to take either one of those two guys out.
And
he's a dirty player. I'm predicting that Zha Zha's at least gonna get one technical.
Oh, for
one
sure.
One.
Oh, that goes without question.
At least
him and Draymond. They're both gonna get one.
Alright. It's going to be a very brutal game. And who's the most punishing player other than Draymond on the Warriors? Zha Zha. He's that dirty-ass player.
He's a scrub.
He's not going to be impactful in the scoreboard, but he's going to be impactful throughout the game because he's going to be doing dirty shit. He's going to be grinding people. He's going to hold them back. He's going to be throwing elbows. He's going to be trying to trip people. He's going to be trying to do that.
Yep.
The dirty shit that the people don't see and that wear other players out in the game. And that's just stuff like whether you play basketball, soccer, football, volleyball, you know, hockey, any competitive sport. Throughout the game, there's points in the game where you do dirty things that the referees never see and never get called. I've done it. Many of the people I've played with on the same team, on soccer teams, have done it too.
Exactly.
And this is a quote from one of our team leaders who was our center back. He said, "Don't put your hands on them. Make sure your thumb's in their ass." Like, if your thumb is not in their assholes and they're not fucking like, oh, then you ain't playing defense. Like, that's type of shit. Like, that's the dirty shit that goes on in the game. And that goes on with any type of sport. The dirtiest shit is what's going to win the game. And who's willing to make the most dirtiest plays? I think Cleveland has enough players.
I'd say the Warriors.
You
forget the Warriors got Matt Barnes, too. You got to factor that in. He's another.
Oh, is he still in there?
Uh-huh. That's another technical right there.
I didn't even know about that.
That three technicals.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he's the backup small forward. Age 37.
No, see, I thought he was out for the season or some shit.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Mal Barnes is a different, that's another guy. Like, he's that type of guy. You throw him in the game just to, like, willing to put a body on that dude. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll throw an elbow at you, or I'll try to trip you, or I'll get a foul. It don't matter to me. If I score 4 points and get 3 rebounds, I'm good. And then foul out, I'm okay. I did my job.
Man, I'm looking at the Warriors' salary sheet. Can't believe Stephen Curry is making less than Draymond Green.
Yeah, because he signed before Klay Thompson and Draymond. Yeah. That was like what, in 2013?
Yep. Klay Thompson's, yeah. Kevin Durant's
Klay Thompson and Draymond are making more.
Oh, Kevin Durant's got them beat big time.
But the thing is like this, like we said, it comes down to who has the better bench, the dirtiest players. Because like Shaq said to Chuck, and how Chuck was like, "I'll throw that goddamn chicken wing at you, your fat ass." Remember?
Yeah,
and
I remember.
Chuck was like, because Shaq was like, "I'll punch you right in the face on live television. I'll punch you in the face." And then he's like, "I wish you would. I'll throw this goddamn chicken wing at your fat ass." And the thing was, is this, is what Shaq was saying is, it doesn't matter about all the great players. They all negate each other. Who has the best, second best players? You know, like the best benches.
Yeah.
If all these guys negate each other, who out? Like,
I'm telling you, it's going to be Tristan Thompson is going to be the guy that steps up. I'm already predicting that.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm 100% on that.
That's what I'm saying. So Cavs got Tristan Thompson. They got Kyle Korver. They got Derek Williams. They got Darren Williams. They got, what else they have? Shumpert. Jarrett Smith. That right there is a good enough team to probably get you in the playoff at the 8th seed in itself.
Yep.
Just that, right there. Just those 6 players right there without the big 4.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly the truth. I mean, they're loaded.
And then if you think, and then there's other players on the Cavaliers that I didn't even mention as well. I don't know. They have like 3 more other players.
Darren Williams. They got all kinds of people.
They got Dante Jones or some other James Jones. They got
Dante Jones. I think they used James Jones. I think they, yeah. And then they got the Iman Shumpert, J.R. Smith, Derek Williams. Warriors got like Bob McAdoo Jr.
That's what I'm saying. Their bench is when it comes down to it.
I think the Warriors are gonna get beat because of the benches.
That's what it's gonna be. The fact of nutrition. The only way the Warriors beat the Cavaliers is if that starting five and a half with Livingston play the whole entire series.
Yeah. That ain't gonna happen.
Because at any time, you can take Kyrie out. LeBron's gonna play every.
Yeah, LeBron's gonna play the most.
Every game.
And Kyrie outplayed Steph Curry last year in the finals. He was the second best player on the court.
So that's what I'm saying. So at any time, you're at least gonna have Kyrie or LeBron.
Well, one X factor we haven't mentioned yet is Kyle Korver. And Channing Frye. I had both those guys. These guys are dangerous in
behind the arc. That's what I'm saying. Imagine that. If you have LeBron in and you don't have a Kyrie or Kevin Love, then you have a Derek Williams or Kyle Korver and a Derek Williams.
Richard Jefferson, too.
And a Richard Jefferson. There you go.
Richard Jefferson's third
LeBron's
string, man.
LeBron's going to make all those guys.
He's the third on the depth chart. That's how good they are.
LeBron's going to make all those guys better.
Darren Williams, man. That's your backup to Kyrie. That guy was an all-star not too long ago. And he got Utah to the Western Conference Finals about 3-4 years ago. Him and...
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. With Emeka Okafor. Yeah. Not Emeka Okafor, but that. Mehmet Okafor,
yeah.
Still remember that.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like LeBron, even if LeBron doesn't have Kyrie in the same, you know, if it's still LeBron or Kate Love, and then, you know, their backups, they still got a better chance than Durant and Klay Thompson and Draymond, and then two Big other dollar. Backups. Yeah, I don't know. I just think Cleveland's bench is much deeper. They have a much more veteran, deeper team. Like, they're ready for this moment.
They are.
They're ready.
They're ready to repeat.
They're ready. Kyle Korver was a one-time all-star, dude. He knows. When he was in Atlanta Hawks, dude, when they were the number one seed, like 2 years ago.
Yep.
And they were shooting lights out. They were shooting lights out. And Kyle Korver was like, NBA All-Star.
Yep.
So he knows. He knows what it takes.
Man,
but it ultimately takes down to LeBron going down and saying, guys, this is the first game. I'm going to dominate. We're going to win this game. I think this is exactly what LeBron's saying right now. Exactly what he's telling them. Guys, don't worry. Do you play your game? I'm going to do me. I'm going to score 40 if I have to. But you guys, I need you guys to at least score 10. If each one of his like backup players score at least 10, they win the game. They win. Because they just have a better shooting armada than the Warriors.
Yep.
The only thing the Warriors have that is better shooting is their front. Their front, you know, the starting four.
That's true.
the starting three, excluding, because I don't really know if Draymond Green is a good shooter, but he can shoot threes, though. He can hit a three.
You know,
he seems to always hit a three when they need it.
He's not going to do too much scoring. Oh, Darren Williams, last time you made it to the second round was 2013-2014 with the Brooklyn Nets. And they lost to...
Second round?
Yeah, to LeBron James.
When they had Paul Pierce and KG on that team. With Darren Williams.
Yep.
And I think they had Ray Allen. I'm not sure if they had Ray Allen, but... I know it was Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, they lost to the Miami Heat. 4-1.
Yeah, I was going to say, 4-game sweep.
No, it was 4-1. They won 104-90 in the game 3. When Joe Johnson had 10 and Andre Blatche had 10 rebounds and Darren Williams had 11 assists.
Darren Williams can still hit you for 10. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
He's old, but he can still drop buckets.
And he was
so,
in the.
I'm pretty sure.
And he was in the playoffs last year for Dallas.
There you go. I'm pretty sure he can like
on the
shoot
bench, but still.
For even if all he does is shoot 5 3 pointers in the game, he probably if he hits 2, that's 6 points. Hold on, buddy. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be a factor.
Everybody's going crazy.
But yeah, it's going to be a good series.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, it starts up tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Can't wait. Game 1 tomorrow night. Yeah. You want to give me shout-outs real quick before we end this?
Yeah, shout-outs to everybody that listening.
Yeah, got a good 50 minutes in on this. All right, let me get the outro music going. Keep giving your shout-outs. That's where I kind of waited to do mine. Waited to get started on this. Yeah, it's going to be good. Shout out to all the listeners. Doctors had a crazy week. Looking forward to a crazy weekend. Got fun things all about. We got a good podcast coming up on Sunday. We had a great episode last week with Swins. I am Swins. Instagram and Twitter. Is that it, William? Any more shout-outs or anything?
Yeah.
All right, Chad Hampson and Marcus. All right, peace out, peeps. Let the outro music play out. Peace and love. Peace and love, peeps.
Yep. Everybody here is my crazy kids.
Yep. And hopefully you hear the outro music. And I'm gonna set the outro music play on out. Peace and love, ladies and gentlemen. Love y'all.